We are not local 802 associated musicians of Greater New York, and we have Ray LaForest introducing the speakers for this panel about what's happening in Colombia and other places with Coca-Cola and Cointreau.
So, in a way, today, though, is a very interesting event because we actually have two societies of the Americas that were two different countries facing different situations. What they have in common is a struggle against that international beast that is called neoliberalization and with the new name for imperialist exploitation, really. But which has adopted different modalities of having of achieving their goals and are quite willing in this new age of monopolar world dominated by the United States to achieve their aims by any means necessary. It is also remarkable that as they globalize the exploitation, that we globalize our work and our solidarity. And this is an element of that we are looking at tonight. The first speaker is a Haitian trade unionist, not in the typical sense to which we are accustomed, in a tradition that mixes true political activity, not only of the society, but in the process of recruiting workers and engaging them in that battle for control of, you know, the society as workers. I give you Paul Philomé.
Thank you, Ray. So, good night, everybody. Good evening. Celebrating so the unity of workers of all the countries that I salute you. And I want to make emphasis for every one of us in the importance of those kind of reunions and of those kind of struggle. First of all, because of all the we had to hide, more or less, that's what I mean, since the 11th of September and the attack of President Bush and the government of the United States. Make in all the words, we know that, the terrorists. Because little by little, terrorist is everything. Terrorist is everybody, which is not against the terrorists. And also, this first moment have also a reflex on the manifestation and the battle. And that's why those kind of reunions are very healthy and very important too, against this attack, global and very important attack. And I think that those manifestations also has their very importance because we are in front of the so-called globalization. A movement now which want by any means necessary, kill us all. Put all the workers at the feet of the capitalism and at the feet of the patrons with no possibility to have any demand. And there is a big game between the undeveloped countries of delocalization. I'm not now, for instance, we're going to see that Cointreau is not in Haiti anymore because of problem. So if the next one gives problem, the bosses always say, watch out, the multinational will go. And in that game, the problem is very important. And we have to try to understand it and give a collective solution. Because there is a collective attack against us. Describing the Cointreau situation of Haiti, is very important because it's not only inhuman and no sensitive and no sensibility at all from part of the bosses and the government, but also because it will show us some lessons very important to, as I said, understand the phenomenon that occurs now. In the north part of Haiti, there is a plantation of something like 680 acres. Plantation of bitter oranges to make this liquor, Cointreau. In the plantation, they pick up the oranges and they send them in Capation, in a place for the first transformation, where they take the peel of the orange, you know, they cut it, take out the peel, these state workers, and dry it, wash it first, dry it, put it in big bags, and send them to France, to Cointreau, who now, in other transformation, make the liquor. So in Haiti, we have two steps, the plantation and the first transformation to have the peel. In the plantation, beginning in 1958, they bought the 680 acres of land. But the peasants, you know, in Haiti, there are small peasants in that area, small peasants. And 1 acre, 2 acres. And they said, yes, but what I'm going to do if I give you the land? I send you the land. No, no problem. You will be the worker of the plantation. And you will have now money. You won't have to walk too long and to send to be a commercial. You will be a worker, money. Okay. And that period, 1958, there was a demand of money.
Currency.
Of?
Currency.
Currency, exactly. And this was some kind of step for those people to have currency. But they said, what we are going to do during the next 6 months of each year, when there is no orange, it's not the season of the orange to pick up. No problem. I guarantee you, you will be able to work the land during those 6 months. Corn or pistache,
peanuts, beans,
or anything like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. He promised also Jacques Novella. He promised also irrigation schools and medical centers. Development, he said. Never inutile.
Useless
to say that there was no school, never. Never had hospital or things like that. Never had roads or irrigation. The place is very, very, very dry. And the people is very, very poor. Why? It's because also they never give anything of the social benefits that workers in a factory have. Even in the rural area, there are laws for that. For the increase of the payment, for instance, there is a law in the system in Haiti saying that for each 10% increase of the
cost of level,
you have to adjust the minimum wage of the worker. So they never did that. Where we were there, the people touché, earn less than a fourth than the minimum wage, which is $1.50 American a day.
$1.50
a day. And in 1999, more or less, they were at something like 40 or 45 cents a day. The first battle then was to put at the minimum wage, more or less 150. Okay. But when the union came and when the peasants organized themselves in union for the orange relationship and association for the owning of the land, of the working of the land. Because as we said at the beginning, it was in 1958. And during the second generation, the owners and the landowners and the watchmen and all a new system of intermediaries began to take half of the recolte
harvest
of the peasants. On dit métayage de moitié. Métayage.
Sharecropping.
Sharecropping. So the demands were first the benefit, social benefits, bonus, medical care, and all those things. And second, cut the
sharecropping,
because it was not in the contract at the beginning. So not only the boss, Jacques Novella, which were, we have to understand that Pointreau passed by the Council of France, Jacques Novella, to buy the land and put the plantation. He's no more Council of France, but he was Council of France at that moment. And never want to even see the delegation of the union. They never receive in their office the delegation of the union. They never want to accept the legal, paper and everything, recognition from the state of the union. Second, they appuyer, the back, the support, the people who were taking the half harvest. So the thing in the 2001 were blocked. And the peasant try to organize themselves little by little, connecting with other unions or association of Bataille Ouvrier of Saint-Michel de la Talaye or Carpathian nearby, to have a major force to, first of all, not only the workers' demands or the peasant demands, but first of all, to can be able to see the bosses and discuss with them. So the recognition of the union, the legal union. At that moment, the bosses, Cointreau, Novella, Zephyr, everybody, said that suddenly, the people who were in the union will not be able to be the workers of the next season of orange. And even more than that, will not be able to work the land during the 6 months between the orange. In fact, that means the death of the people. They don't have land, and they are no worker, and they don't have any kind of possibility to migrate, to come to the United States or Bahamas or Santo Domingo, lose all. But those kind of reflection, you know, is sometimes little by little, a kind of proletarization process. But from one day to another, saying to the people that you have to go with all your family. There are 40,000 family in the land. So, of course, and they are legal in their possession of the land, because there is the common law, the use, the coutume,
common usage,
that after 10 years of acting away, it is the law. It is legal. So they have since 1958. So the other day, because the rain is starting in Haiti now, they went, a lot of them, to the plantation to begin of work the land with people of Cap Haitien, unionized, and Saint-Michel, and two journalists. And they found a group of people managed by the landowners and the mayor of the city of Saint-Raphaël nearby.
Mayor.
Why the landowners? It's because it is a very bad example, that thing of cutting the half harvest you have to pay, because the system in Haiti is much like that. The landowners, big landowners, give the land to the peasants, who gave them the half. Yeah. So it would be a very bad example of people saying that they are not going to pay the half part. And the landowners, the mayor, and people, the watchmen, and all the staff, and saying that those people are not going to have the land, they were making a list of other workers from other parts far away. So we said to the government, to the Minister of Affaires Sociales, Social Affairs, the Minister of Justice, everybody, there will be a very bad battle. No response. They didn't want never to encounter with us and anything. And the 27th of May, when the peasants and the workers went there, they found those people, and it was a huge massacre. Guns, machete,
sticks,
rocks, killing people, injuring people, burying right now all the people, and all the other ones went away. But the fact, the people who went away, the mayor, the next day said that not only there would be the people, workers of the union, want work the orange plantation, not only those people won't be able to work the land, but also he doesn't want to see them in the zone again. And send people burning their houses now, Tuesday or Friday, and a very big repression, large repression, blahi.
Spread out.
Yeah, spread out. And 40,000 families in that case, in a plantation who makes orange bitter for Cointreau. What we want to emphasize, because we have those papers in the table where you can find more details on the situation. But what we want in this time is to emphasize the workers' question. Not in front, but in the mind of the people of social justice, or let's say a global reivindication for the poorer people. We want to emphasize that for everybody of us too. That's the question of globalization, neoliberalization, 11th of September, or all those things in the Moyen-Orient,
Middle East,
are a question of workers, a question of exploitation, a question of in the underdeveloped countries have the wage, minimum wage, the lowest in the world, and everything. And we want to emphasize also the concrete battles, the concrete fights of the workers. Not again in front, but in the mind of those people who think that the most important battle to fight against the summits, are the counter summits they organize in Gênes or in
Geneva
or in Brazil, Porto Alegre. We think that the most important battle against the globalization is the battle of the workers of all the countries against the globalization, against the multinational, not at the dates of the summits, but on the everyday basis. And the battle is organized, all those battles, to have a centralized and organized big union of the workers' fights. But we want to say, too, that it's not only against the multinational Coke or Cointreau, because, first of all, the globalization exists since many times. Marco Polo and everything is a kind of process of globalization. It's a kind of new word to say the globalization in now. But still, most important, that the globalization, the imperialism, or neoliberalization that we are living now, is in the essence, in the same essence of the capitalism. And it will arrive there anyway. So it's not only the battle against Coke, the battle of the workers against the multinationals. It's the battle of the worker against any patrons or capitalists in the world that is against the globalization. Even if this patron is not a globalized one, even if this patron is Haitian, or if this patron is Colombian. And we can understand that it's a concept of imperialism where the system, the functionment of the essence of the capitalism is the root of the imperialism. It's not a question of a country against a country. We can see, and we in the battle in Haiti, and I'm sure in Colombia or everywhere, we see every day that the bourgeois, the capitalists in Haiti, are much linked with the bourgeoisie imperialists than with the workers. So they are not Haitian against U.S. It's not Colombian against American. It's the capitalists of all the world organizing themselves at all levels. And that's why, again, we are very grateful to participate in that reunion with workers or people thinking like that in the United States with Colombian, organizing a union ourselves. We want to emphasize, too, the extreme forms that this globalization can take, not only in repression, but in what we think is the root of the repression they need. I am talking about the coalition that the most advanced capitalist organization, the multinational, let's say, have with in the terrain, in the land, with the most archaic system of exploitation, the sharecropping. Because in those very remote parts, the sharecroppings are the guarantees of the order. And the Cointreau or Disney or Coca-Cola, maybe not in Haiti, but prefer to pass by the sharecropping in Haiti, Colombia, or Africa, or Asia, because the sharecropping in those remote area are the guarantee of the production. And it's very important to understand it because it's another way of production, the sharecropping. And many times the workers doesn't see Cointreau like their enemy, but the watchman. You see what I mean? And it's a very complicated, and we have to understand this complication that in the underdeveloped countries, not in the big factory, the maquiladoras, not in those parts, but in the remote parts, that the imperialism or the capitalism itself have ways to develop. We want to emphasize also the role of the state, the role of the government. Even if it is a dictature or now, like in Haiti, a populism mystificateur.
Mystifying. You already got that? Yeah. Mystifying.
Mystifying the people with his populism like the one we have in Haiti now. Is the in fact the same thing. It's only depending on the moment of the adjustment to have a kind of government. That put us now to say all of this, that we have to develop a concept, I won't say new, but maybe new for some of us, but a concept of very active of solidarity. Because we're not talking about appui, comment dire encore, support. If we have this approach, we're not talking even about common struggle. We are only talking about the same struggle. And the struggle against the exploitation of the capital. And also against any kind of deviation, thinking that we can reorganize in the most humanitarian way the capital. Put us in the fight and win it. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Of course, we'll have time for questions. It's an essential part of the program. Our next speaker is our brother Wilson Borja, who is the president of the National Federation of State Workers. We've heard about Colombia recently, you know, in the context of Plan Colombia, with the U.S. focusing on that key country of South America to anchor his program of control and exploitation. I've had the pleasure recently to meet some Colombian brothers and sisters who are sitting in the back, and I have the pleasure to meet Jorge also today. And I'm impressed by the sharp analysis of the political world they're living in and the commitment to that struggle. So I give you Wilson Borja.
Buenas noches. Buenas noches. En primer lugar, agradecer a las compañeras y compañeros que han podido facilitar esta posibilidad de estar aquí con ustedes.
I'd like to thank the compañeros and compañeros who facilitated my being here.
Yo voy a hacer una introducción general de lo que sucede en Colombia, para que luego Luis, que es miembro del sindicato de la industria alimenticia, les diga en detalle lo que los hechos sucedidos a través de la violencia que ejerce Coca-Cola en Colombia.
I'm going to make a general introduction, and then Luis here, who is from the food trade union, will be speaking specifically about the acts of Coca-Cola against the trade unions.
Colombia es un país inmensamente rico, contrario a lo que siempre dicen los gobernantes colombianos.
Contrary to what our government or our governments usually say, Colombia is a very wealthy country. It's a very rich country.
Por eso los Estados Unidos está interesado en él.
That's why the U.S. is very interested.
Makes sense.
Es un país que tiene límite con los dos océanos. Y podría dedicarse durante prácticamente un siglo a seguir explotando 16 de los commodities más importantes que hoy en día se explotan en el mundo.
We are bordered by two oceans, and for the next 100 years we could very well exploit the 16 most precious commodities in the world market.
Es el cuarto país en cuenca hidrográfica en el mundo.
It is the fourth country with hydroelectric potential.
Es el decimosexto país en fauna y flora en el mundo.
It's the 16th country in biodiversity.
Y tenemos para los países industrializados oro, petróleo, platino, esmeralda.
And for the industrialized countries we have platinum, gold, silver, petroleum.
Hierro.
Iron.
Plutonio.
Plutonium.
Sin explotar siquiera todavía en el sur del país.
Which has not been exploited yet in the south part of the country.
En fin, 28 millones de hectáreas únicamente para arar y cultivar.
That's 70 million acres for cultivation alone.
Solo se cultivan 3,200,000 hectáreas en la actualidad.
We only cultivate about 7 million acres.
En 1990 importábamos 1,000,000 de toneladas de alimento.
In 1990 we used to import 1,000,000 tons of food.
Hoy importamos 8 millones de toneladas de alimento.
Today we import 8 million tons.
Tiene todos los climas durante todo el año.
We have all the climates throughout the year.
En fin, es muy rico. Pero es muy pobre su gente, pero también muy pobre sus gobernantes.
It's very rich, but the people are very poor, and the governments are definitely very poor.
Yo, como decimos en la costa colombiana, de donde yo soy oriundo, los gobernantes, en vez de cerebro, tienen paja o aserrín y mierda de paloma.
Instead of brains, they have straw and straw for brains and shit.
Por eso, desde la independencia en 1819, hace 183 años.
That's why since independence in 1820.
La lucha por la verdadera liberación siempre ha estado presente en el país.
We have always had a liberation struggle.
Y eso es lo que nos ha mantenido por sacar de la crisis realmente económica y social política en que se encuentra la nación. Y desde ese punto de vista podemos decir algunas cifras. De 40 millones de colombianos, 30 millones están por debajo de la línea de pobreza.
That's why we have been in an economic crisis, and that's why, for instance, out of 40 million people, 30 million are under the poverty line.
Quiere decir que no alcanzan a percibir $65 al mes.
That means that they don't make...
$32 al mes.
That means that they do not make $32 a month.
El desempleo formal, ilegal, manejado por el establecimiento es del 20%.
Unemployment is officially 20%.
Y el su empleo o la informalidad es del 50%.
And underemployment is 50%.
Como podrán ver, no se explica que con tanta riqueza exista tanta pobreza.
With so much wealth, how can you explain so much poverty?
Por eso digo que tenemos pobres gobernantes.
That's why we have very poor governments.
En ese ambiente permanentemente de crisis en que el país se viene sometiendo a raíz de del ciclo normal de crisis capitalista.
Under that normal crisis, which really comes within the normal capitalist crisis cycles.
Estos gobernantes o el establecimiento ejercen el terrorismo de Estado para poder seguir sosteniéndose en el poder.
The governments exercise state terrorism to maintain themselves in power.
Y para ello utilizan dos vías.
And they use two ways.
Una contra la población desarmada civil.
One against the unarmed civilian population.
Que son los paramilitares.
That is the paramilitaries.
Que son elementos que han sido formados con la plata de del establecimiento y de la derecha del país.
These are groups that have been armed by the establishment and by money people.
Que asesinan a los dirigentes sociales.
That assassinate social leaders.
Bajo una consigna es quitarle el agua al pez.
Under a slogan to take the water away from the fish.
Porque no solamente son dirigentes sindicales, aunque hace dos décadas han asesinado más de 3,000 dirigentes sindicales.
They have not only assassinated more than 3,800 union leaders.
Permanentemente se hacen matanza de campesinos e indígenas y negros.
They constantly assassinate peasants, indigenous people, and Afro-Colombians.
Y si bien los mayores asesinatos son de los paramilitares,
and even though the majority of the assassinations are by the paramilitary,
la insurgencia, que es el otro problema,
which is the other problem,
también ha cometido actos de barbaries.
They have also committed acts of barbarism.
Que no se pueden explicar dentro de la concepción de que el fin justifica los medios.
That we cannot justify by simply saying that the means justify the ends. The ends justify the means, I'm sorry.
Sin embargo, si ponemos en una balanza de la justicia el terrorismo de Estado y los atentados que también hace la insurgencia, indudablemente se va hasta el piso la del terrorismo de Estado.
If we put on a balance the terrorism of the state against the terrorism of the insurgency, clearly the terrorism of the state will tip the scales.
Pero una cosa no justifica la otra.
But what does not justify the other one?
Por eso nosotros, los trabajadores colombianos y las organizaciones sociales colombianas,
that's why the Colombian workers and the social organizations,
tenemos una meta o un horizonte.
We have a goal.
Es la paz con justicia social en Colombia.
It's peace with social justice.
Y con justicia social, porque entendemos que no se puede, se podría derrotar a la guerrilla si los compañeros norteamericanos se van allá a tratar de derrotarla.
And with social justice, because yes, they could defeat the guerrilla with the U.S. intervention.
Pero se volverían a levantar el pueblo si la injusticia, que es la causa real de la guerra, se mantiene en el país.
But the people will arise again if the social injustices with excess were not taken care of.
El otro aspecto es ese de la guerrilla y cómo el establecimiento la combate.
The other aspect is the guerrilla and how the establishment of the government fights it.
La crisis cíclica del capitalismo lleva a que hoy el establecimiento no cuente con los recursos para combatir a la guerrilla.
Because of the cyclical nature of capitalism today, the state does not have the means to combat the guerrillas.
Y aparece entonces el famoso Plan Colombia, hace dos años, pero en el año 64 era el Plan Lazo.
That's why we have Plan Colombia as of 2 years ago, but in the 1960s it was Plan Lasso.
Y es importante relacionar el Plan Lasso con el Plan Colombia.
It's important to see the interconnection between Plan Lasso and Plan Colombia.
Cuando se acordó el Plan Lasso en el año 64,
in 1974, when the accord was signed for Plan Lasso,
era para combatir a 46 campesinos que habían sido guerrilleros del Partido Liberal.
It was to combat 46 peasants that had been part of the liberal guerrillas.
Pero que habían recibido la influencia del Partido Comunista.
But that had been influenced by the Communist Party.
Tenían sus propias tierras y se dedicaban única y exclusivamente a cultivar y a criar sus animales en sus tierras.
They only dedicated themselves to cultivate their own food.
Y en Colombia se dijo que eran repúblicas independientes.
And in Colombia they were declared, or people said that they were independent republics.
Y organizaron con los Estados Unidos el famoso Plan Lasso.
And then they organized with the U.S. the famous Plan Lasso.
16,000 hombres.
16,000 men.
Contra 46.
Against 46.
La diferencia hoy con el Plan Colombia.
The difference with Plan Colombia today.
Es que ahora son 55,000 hombres.
It's 55,000 men.
Contra 20,000 hombres que tiene la FARC.
Against 20,000 that the FARC has.
O sea, hace 38 años. Se convirtieron 46 hombres en 20,000 hombres en armas en los montes colombianos, en las montañas colombianas.
So, from 40 years ago, when we had 46 men, they translated themselves into over 20,000 up in the mountains.
Mi preocupación es que después del Plan Colombia se conviertan en 100,000 y quién los aguanta.
His only concern is that, of course, after Plan Colombia, we're going to have 100,000 guerrillas, and then who's going to be able to deal with them?
Eso es preocupante, la intervención norteamericana en nuestro país y en los problemas de los colombianos, como en los problemas haitianos, como en el problema israelí, etcétera, etcétera.
That's why the U.S. intervention is of a concern to us and to the Haitians and to the Palestinians.
Porque los resultados siempre lo vemos en que los pueblos siguen avanzando en su proceso de liberaciones.
Because what we end up seeing is that the peoples continue their liberation struggle.
Y la historia nos ha mostrado que siempre que hay una intervención, cualquiera que sea su forma, es cuando los países están en sus más profundas crisis.
And we always see that the interventions always come whenever we have a country in a crisis.
Y hoy sucede en Colombia lo mismo.
Colombia today is the same.
El señor Uribe Vélez, que acaban de elegir como presidente de la República,
Mr. Uribe Vélez, who was just elected president of Colombia,
quiere hacerle la guerra a la insurgencia,
wants to declare war on insurgency,
con los dineros del pueblo norteamericano,
with the U.S. tax money,
porque en Colombia no la tiene,
because Colombia doesn't have the money.
Esa es la realidad. Esas son las dos formas que ha llevado a la guerra que tenemos hoy en Colombia.
So those are the two forms of how the war has been carried out in Colombia.
Podríamos extendernos mucho en todo lo que es el proceso, pero el tiempo no da para ello. Solo decirles una cosa más.
We could expand on it, but he only wants to add one thing.
Esto tiene un interés económico.
This has an economic interest.
O sea, la guerrilla colombiana no es terrorista a partir del 11 de septiembre del año pasado.
The Colombian guerrillas are not terrorist organizations since September 11.
Ni el narcotráfico apareció en Colombia ahora con el Plan Colombia. Existía desde la década de los 80 con la marihuana.
And drug trafficking did not appear recently since Plan Colombia. It had existed since the 1980s.
Que entre otras cosas fue reemplazado como muchos productos del campo colombiano para cultivarse en los campos norteamericanos.
And originally it was grass, marijuana, which then was displaced, and now it's being grown in the U.S.
No me extrañaría que en poco tiempo hablemos de la coca cultivada en los Estados Unidos.
It wouldn't surprise me if soon we would be talking about coca being grown in the U.S.
O en la luna.
Or on the moon.
Mientras sea un negocio tan lucrativo,
as long as it's a very lucrative business,
en alguna parte del universo habrá que cultivarla.
In somewhere in the universe we will grow it.
Por eso yo termino diciéndole el interés que hay sobre mi país es un interés que se llama hoy ALCA.
That's why the interest in my country today is an interest that is called ALCA.
Todos sabemos la discusión que se está dando en el Congreso norteamericano por garantizar que se le deje manos libres a Bush para firmar el ALCA.
We all know that there's a great deal of interest and it's being discussed in Congress at the fast track for the president so that he's able to negotiate trade deals.
Y aquí yo difiero de los extremos.
And here I differ with the extremes.
Yo creo que hay que firmar el ALCA.
I think we have to sign the ALCA.
Pero un ALCA negociado en condiciones de igualdad entre América y los Estados Unidos.
But an ALCA that is negotiated between equals between the Americas and the U.S.
Por eso, no solamente es Colombia, es el área andina.
It's the whole Andean region.
Es la preocupación de Venezuela.
It's the preoccupation of Venezuela.
Es la preocupación hoy de la crisis argentina.
It's the preoccupation or concern of the Argentina crisis.
Es la preocupación de que en septiembre Lula sea presidente en Brasil.
It's the concern that Lula will be president in Brazil.
Y claro, es también la preocupación del polo democrático que hemos creado en Colombia.
And it's of course the concern of el polo democrático.
Esa es la verdadera razón de la guerra que existe en Colombia.
That is the real reason for the war in Colombia.
La insurgencia colombiana es una piedra muy grande en el camino de la firma del ALCA.
The insurgency in Colombia is a very big stone or obstacle in the signature of the ALCA.
Como lo quieren las transnacionales.
The way the transnationals want it.
Y hablando de transnacionales, que es el tema que nos ocupa.
And of course, speaking of transnationals, which is what we are talking about.
En mi país, las transnacionales también en su afán, en su avaricia de utilidades, se han metido en la violencia.
And of course, because of their greed, the transnationals have also gotten involved in the violence.
No solamente es Coca-Cola, de la cual va a hablar Luis.
It's not just Coca-Cola.
El Drummond.
Drummond.
Donde, que explota el carbón colombiano.
That exploits coal.
Entre otras cosas, somos el cuarto en el mundo en carbón.
We're the fourth producer of coal.
Es riquísimo Colombia. La Nestlé.
Nestlé.
La OCI
Occidental,
donde siempre ha habido y siempre han utilizado elementos de la violencia para resolver los conflictos laborales.
OCI has always used certain elements of violence to resolve labor problems.
En ese camino que planteaba el compañero de mayor explotación de las manos de obras barata.
That is part of to exploit the labor more.
Porque tenemos la desgracia de producir todos los commodities que necesita el mundo industrializado.
Which unfortunately we're unfortunate that we produce all the commodities that the world needs.
Y de competir entre nosotros en quién ofrece la mano de obra más barata.
And we compete amongst ourselves on who offers the cheapest labor.
Esa es la verdadera situación de nuestro país y de todos los países del mundo.
That's the real situation of our country and the rest of the world.
Y por eso es importante este tipo de reuniones y la manifestación que hicimos hoy, la solidaridad de los pueblos.
And that's why the demonstration today and this meeting today is very important. The
solidarity.
Gracias. Of all the people.
Gracias, Luis.
Compañeros y compañeras, muy buenas tardes. Voy a comentarle la experiencia que he tenido en mi sindicato a nivel de Colombia. Soy de un pueblo compañeros, y trabajé en el pueblo de Carepa.
Compañeros, good evening. I'm going to speak about the, my personal experience with my own union in my town.
Trabajé en el municipio de Carepa, o sea, un pueblo, con la transnacional Coca-Cola.
I worked in a small town with the transnational Coca-Cola.
En el año 1996, teníamos la negociación de pliego de peticiones con la transnacional.
We were negotiating with the transnational.
La transnacional se negó a la negociación.
They refused to negotiate.
Como respuesta, nos asesinaron el secretario general del sindicato.
As a result, they assassinated the general secretary of the union.
Esto ocurrió el 5 de diciembre de 1996 a las 9 de la mañana dentro de la empresa.
This is on December 5th, 1996, at 9 a.m. within the confines of the company.
A las 2 de la tarde fui abordado por los paramilitares.
At 2 p.m. I was stopped by the paramilitaries.
Donde me iban a sacar en un vehículo del pueblo para asesinarme en las afueras del pueblo.
They were going to take me aboard a vehicle to assassinate me outside of the town.
Afortunadamente, me logré escapar y llegar hasta el comando de la policía.
I was able to escape and go to the police station.
Fui acompañado por las autoridades para sacar mi familia de la casa y poder viajar hacia la ciudad de Medellín.
The police accompanied me home, so I was able to leave with my family for Medellín.
El 12 de diciembre, los paramilitares reúnen todos los trabajadores de la empresa y les dicen que tienen que renunciar al sindicato para poder seguir trabajando en la empresa, que o si no los asesinan a todos.
On December 12, the paramilitaries got all the workers at the plant together and told them that they had to resign from the union, otherwise they would all be assassinated.
La transnacional hace un solo texto para la carta de los trabajadores y los obliga a echar la firma.
The company drafted the text and the text and gave all the workers the leaflet where they had to sign.
También nos es quemada la sede sindical.
The trade union headquarters was burned.
Luego nos vimos en la obligación de salir desplazados por todo el país.
We were all displaced from the town.
Donde no podemos estar en ninguna ciudad de nuestro país porque los paramilitares llegan a buscarnos.
And we have to be careful where we go because the paramilitaries hunt us through the country.
Así nos toca andar con la familia de un pueblo a otro pueblo.
So we have to travel with our relatives from town to town.
Donde no podemos ejercer la actividad sindical.
Where we cannot, and we cannot work as union workers.
La empresa, todo el que hable de sindicato lo manda a asesinar.
The company has anyone who speaks about union or trade unionism assassinated.
Esta política ya la está empleando la transnacional a nivel de todo Colombia.
The Coca-Cola transnational is carrying out this policy at the national level.
Pagándole a los paramilitares para que maten los trabajadores o los desplacen de sus sitios de trabajo.
They pay the paramilitaries to kill us or to displace us.
En especial a los trabajadores organizados en los sindicatos.
Especially the ones organized in unions.
Debido a esto, tuvimos en Colombia, con la justicia colombiana, el pleito por el levantamiento del fuero sindical.
That's why we had a lawsuit with the government about our rights to organize.
El cual le dieron el permiso a la empresa para que nos despidiera por las vías legales, o sea, sin derecho a ninguna indemnización.
And the state gave the they gave the company the right to fire us all without any compensation.
Viendo nosotros de que el gobierno colombiano protege a los grupos paramilitares y a las transnacionales,
seeing that the government protects the paramilitaries and the transnationals,
acudimos a los abogados de acá de los Estados Unidos.
That's when we spoke to the lawyers here in this country.
Para que traten de hacer justicia, ya que en nuestro país no podemos obtenerla.
To see if we can obtain justice here, since we cannot get any justice in Colombia.
Quiero hacer un llamado a todos los compañeros y compañeras que están en la lucha por el bienestar social de las masas más oprimidas.
We like to ask all the compañeros who are in the struggle
para que luchemos unificados contra este flagelo.
So that we can struggle united against this attack.
Por eso estamos adelantando una audiencia pública en contra de Coca-Cola.
That's why we're having a public forum against Coca-Cola.
La cual se llevará en Atlanta.
Which will be in Atlanta.
El 22 de junio de este año.
¿Junio o julio?
Julio de este año.
In July 22nd of this year.
Quiero agradecerles la atención prestada.
And we thank you for your solidarity.
Hector Castro is subdirector at Coop in the Valle del Cauca region, in the same region where the Coca-Cola plant is. Coop is the Congress of United Workers, and it is like the AFL-CIO in this country. So he has a few words, a little bit more specifics on the Coca-Cola campaign before we open it up to questions.
Sí. Hector.
Como una forma de resistencia y de lucha de los trabajadores, hemos implementado una serie de mecanismos nacionales e internacionales.
As a method of resistance, we have created certain methods, national and international, certain mechanisms of fighting nationally and internationally.
Hemos realizado los tribunales internacionales de opinión, donde hemos juzgado al Estado por crímenes de lesa humanidad.
We have created tribunals to judge the governments for crimes against humanity.
Ahora estamos realizando la campaña nacional e internacional contra la impunidad en Colombia.
Now we're carrying a campaign against impunity in Colombia and internationally.
Dicha campaña tiene como objetivo buscar la verdad sobre los diferentes crímenes a dirigentes sociales, organizaciones sociales y a la comunidad.
The objective is to arrive at the truth of the crimes against the social organizations and against people.
Ya que la justicia nacional, la corrupción, los organismos internos de investigación no posibilita llegar a la verdad.
It is impossible in Colombia with investigative offices, that's like the equivalent of the FBI, because of the corruption, it is impossible to arrive at the truth.
Estamos acudiendo a la audiencia pública también como mecanismo de resistencia.
We're using the public forum also as a method of resistance.
En la cual desde el exterior, en el caso concreto de Coca-Cola, que tenemos pruebas.
We're doing it outside of the country, specifically against Coca-Cola, because we have proof.
Poder demostrar a la comunidad nacional e internacional que esa política de exterminio de Coca-Cola se está efectuando en las diferentes empresas y a nivel nacional.
To show that the policy of extermination by Coca-Cola and other companies is being carried out.
Para nosotros es muy importante, demasiado importante, esta audiencia pública.
For us, this public forum is critical.
Es la primera vez que desde el movimiento sindical estamos confrontando las políticas del Estado en lo que tiene que ver con la defensa de la vida.
This is the first time that we are confronting the state against their policies.
El problema no es solamente Coca-Cola, es una transnacional. Como decía el compañero, es la Drummond, es la Edson, es la BP, es las transnacionales y multinacionales que se han apoderado, que han privatizado el país, la que están agenciando esta política.
It's not just Coca-Cola, it's Drummond, it's Epson, it's Oxy, all the transnationals who are using this policy.
Y ese es el llamado a todos ustedes a que acojan esta campaña, la impulsen y logremos tener buenos éxitos para poder continuar nuestra lucha de defensa de las organizaciones sindicales.
And we're making a call to you in solidarity so that you will help us in our struggle.
Before we go to the question and answer session, we'd like to make a special pitch here because the situation of both the Colombian trade unions and the Haitian trade unions is a very dire and difficult one. There's a group of Colombian unions here in the U.S. that have been displaced because of the repression against them, and they have very, very little means of subsistence. They need our help. On top of it, the union movement in Colombia needs our help. In Haiti right now, there are 11 folks that are in jail. 9 of them are union members. They're in the. This is just in relationship to Guatemala. 9 of them are in jail in the national penitentiary. 2 in another jail in Port-au-Prince. 3 more, still just in this plantation, are in jail in Guatemala themselves. They've been accused of cutting down some oranges. There's an arrest warrant that has been issued for 16 more of the plantation workers, the Cuento plantation workers. So there's a vast number of organizers that have been forced into hiding. So we'd like to make a pitch to folks who can, provide a little help. So we're going to be passing around a little bag.
Yeah, we're going to my usual hat.
So we're going to be passing a few things around.
Pass for that. Hey, he's talking.
Please be generous. If you can only write a check, make it out for PED and whatever receipts we get tonight are going to be split 50-50 between the Colombian trade unions and the Haitian trade unions. We also, and most importantly, what we need is to organize. And for us to organize, we need to meet. So the two groups who put this together today, the Global Sweatshop Coalition and what's the name of the Colombian?
If I could just jump in here, I think we should take what Hector just said and turn it to reality. Talking about the international solidarity that makes such a concrete difference in places like Colombia and Haiti. So we need people. We don't just need your money. We need you to get involved. Most importantly. So if you can come to the next meeting of the Committee for Social Justice in Colombia, it's going to be on June 18th, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Unite Local 169 offices, which is on 33 West 114. There's also 14. A sign-up.
West 14.
West 14. Did I not? Anyway. It's been a long day. But anyway, today it's been a really exciting day, and this is just the beginning. We've had over 100 people demonstrate in front of the Coke offices today. I think we should all, give ourselves a hand for that. This is just a taste of what's to come, so we need you to get involved. Sign up on our sign-up sheet. We have an email list you can join, and definitely come to our next meeting, June 18th, 7 o'clock.
We also want to invite folks to the next meeting of the Global Sweatshop Coalition. Our offices are at 130 West 29th Street, Buzzer 9F. And we meet every Wednesday, 7 to 9. Easy to remember. 130 West 29th. Between 6th and 7th Avenues, Buzzer 9F, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. We also have a picket line every Friday. And we're going to be working with the Colombian Committee to expand that picket line, not only in front of Cuento, but also to carry it in front of Coca-Cola, so we can have every Friday an active show of solidarity between activists fighting for causes of social justice and workers' rights in Colombia and in Haiti, and we're going to take this further along. The same way that the Cuento picket line, we pitched in at times with the Green Grocers campaign, the same way we're going to spread it, because it's one struggle. So folks, sign up, join the movement. You know, coming out to a forum and hearing about these things is great, but what we need is we need to evolve. So thanks for the contributions and questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're lucky to have quite a few individuals who are clearly very connected to grassroots struggle in their respective societies. It behooves us to make the best use of this time. So I'm going to take, I guess maybe I can ask people numbers if this desire. So I would ask people to be brief, as brief as possible, and you know, as long as it can be clear. And if your question was, or statement was made already, to, you know, maybe skip it and let that idea to come forward. So, okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Una clarificación con respecto a lo de la salida suya, lo que son los eventos, que no quisiera recrearlos, porque me imagino que eso no es fácil para una persona que lo ha vivido, pero es muy importante que al pueblo de Norteamérica, no al gobierno, pero al pueblo norteamericano se le aclare la participación de los militares con los llamados paramilitares. Usted mencionó que cuando salió del pueblo se ayudó a la policía para salir. ¿Implica eso que hay sectores de las fuerzas militares que están en contra de los paramilitares? ¿O en general la es importante aclararles a ellos eso, porque puede quedar la duda de que realmente lo de los paramilitares es un cuento chino que se han armado los de la izquierda o pues las guerrillas para justificar otras acciones? The question that I have for the labor leader of the Coca-Cola company was to clarify more specifically for the people of the United States, the people whose tax dollar is going to be used to intervene in Colombia, is to what role the military forces really play with the so-called paramilitary forces, and to try to help us understand whether there is cooperation in reality or there are some sectors within the armed forces that do not sympathize with the paramilitary forces. And I said that because he mentioned that when he fled the town that he was in, he actually got help from the police or the local police. My question was, does that mean that particular sector sympathizes with you or does not sympathize with the paramilitaries? Or was the general statement in terms of what's the real role between the military forces and, again, the so-called paramilitary forces, which in my view are just the typical death squads that we saw in El Salvador, that we saw in Brazil for many years, that we saw in Argentina, Uruguay, many, many years back. So I think that's important to clarify.
Mire, para hacerle la aclaración, esto es una política del gobierno. La cuestión de los paramilitares es política del gobierno, pero tenemos que reconocer que en el gobierno también hay personas que están a favor de los sindicalistas y
the policy of the paramilitaries is a policy of the government, but of course there are also people within the government who support the trade unionists.
Pero digamos la mayoría no comparte con los sindicatos, pero cuando tú llegas a un sitio huyendo de miedo a los paramilitares, llegas a un sitio a un comando de policía, ellos ante el pueblo no te pueden tirar o entregarte a los paramilitares.
Generally, the paramilitaries are of course against. The police are against the trade unionists. But if you show up at a police station seeking help, the police cannot publicly just simply throw you out and not give you the protection.
Ellos ahí sí lo embarcan, o sea, en un avión para una ciudad lejana.
So what they do is they put you aboard some vehicle and get you out of the place.
Porque si los paramilitares llegan al comando de la policía y le dicen, vamos a asesinar a fulano de tal allí, entonces la policía ahí sí sale y se va a otro lado a esperar que a usted lo maten.
What normally happens is that the paramilitaries tell the police they're going to assassinate someone in a particular place, and then what the police do is they move on somewhere else. So that the paramilitaries can do whatever it is that they're going to do.
Ya regresan para hacerle el levantamiento a usted.
Then, of course, later on they should come back to pick up the bodies to do the official. I don't know what the technical is in English. You know, the official investigation or cleanup. Yes.
sea, el problema es una cosa es la institución militar y policial y otros elementos al interior de las instituciones.
One thing is the military and police institutions, and another is members within the institutions.
No podemos decir qué tantos son malos y qué tantos son buenos, qué tantos tienen relación con los paramilitares y qué tanto no.
We can't say that they're all bad, and we can't say what percent are good and what percent are bad.
Luis tuvo la ventaja de encontrarse con unos policías buenos.
Luis had the advantage of bumping into a couple of police officers that were okay.
Yo me encontré en mi atentado unos policías malos que organizaron mi atentado.
He, on the other hand, of course, bumped into a bunch of cops that organized his assassination attempt.
Okay, please. Two, three.
Okay,
I
wanted to ask Paul a similar question. What is your experience in Haiti in terms of the government relationship with the syndicalists vis-à-vis the landowners? What has been your experience?
Well, the experience was always the same. That's why I was saying in one part of my presentation that if it is the dictatorial period of Duvalier or the populism now of Aristide, the state, the government, and the state, in fact, is in the side of the landowners at the end, even if the populist people themselves, let's say even Aristide, doesn't know that the history will put him in a place that he will choose to have a coup d'etat. Coup, like they give him at the beginning, or to put yourself at the side of the landowners if you are in this kind of government, of in this kind of state. It's why also I think that this reunion is very important for us, and in radios or many other kind of medias, because the populist movement of Aristide in Haiti had in one moment the very attention of the progressive people in the United States and many parts in the world. And now we want to say that in fact, in the concrete facts of the struggle of the peasants or poor people or workers struggle, the mass struggle in Haiti, now little by little but very quickly, the government is in the position of defending the multinational Cointreau or any kind of massacre or anything that the bourgeois or the... because they have a total impunity now in Haiti. A total impunity. Total. There are owner of a factory in Port-au-Prince who killed a worker with a gun, with a revolver. Yeah, and nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him in front of everybody, because he were asking for, they all normally pay them Friday, and the guy said that today, Friday, we'll not be able to pay you, and we pay the next week because we have a delay of the etc. things. And he said, no, we cannot wait for 1 week, entire week until the next Friday, we have this and that, etc. And then the guy organized and pressure and manifestation, and he killed him, and nothing happened. So the impunity put the government and put this movement of the populism in Haiti in front of a responsibility. And now it is clear, and the facts that happened in not only Cointreau, like our friend was saying, not only Coca-Cola, but in Haiti we have Disney, we have Victoria's Secrets, we have a lot of factories from the United States or in France or from Germany or from Canada or the industrialized country which are in Haiti, and it's the same thing, in the same impunity, economically and politically.
Mi pregunta es para el congresista Wilson Borja. En su intervención nos dijo que en un periodo como de una década, el país Colombia de pronto multiplicó por 8 veces los alimentos que importaba.
He said that in 10 years, Colombia exploded its imports from 1 million to 8 million.
Esto me significa a mí tres cosas. Primero, que de pronto el pueblo colombiano encontró algún dinero en alguna parte para poder importar 8 veces más. Lo segundo puede haber sido que de pronto el pueblo colombiano multiplicó su apetito y su por 8 veces. Entonces empezaron a importar más alimentos.
He decided that the people got more money from somewhere or all of a sudden they got hungrier.
O la tercera razón pudo haber sido que de pronto los campesinos ya no producían más alimentos y por eso tuvieron que importar.
Or it could also mean that the peasants could not produce food anymore and they had to import food.
Otra posibilidad es que de pronto el país verdaderamente estaba más pobre y se endeudó más para poder importar más alimentos.
Could also mean that we got into further debt.
¿Nos puede explicar qué fue lo que pasó?
Todos conocen, conocieron lo que fue el GATT, hoy convertido en la Organización Mundial del Comercio.
We all know that GATT was the original organization that became the World Trade, the World Free Trade Organization.
En una cláusula de ese acuerdo comercial mundial,
one of the clauses was
referente al agro, estipula que en el 2005 los países industrializados comenzarán a reducir los subsidios que le dan a sus campesinos. Bueno,
it said that the industrialized countries will stop subsidizing the agricultural sectors of their economies.
Ese acuerdo firmado por los gobiernos de los países de la periferia fue en contra de su propia posibilidad de producción.
This agreement signed by the countries in the periphery was against their own interests.
Y entonces no hay posibilidad de competir como elemento fundamental del libre mercado que nos ha impuesto el neoliberalismo.
We cannot compete in the free market that the neoliberalism has imposed upon us.
Un solo ejemplo que se acaba de decidir esta semana en los Estados Unidos.
One example now that was just decided in the U.S.
Los Estados Unidos acaba de decidir subsidiar al campo norteamericano en 168 mil millones de dólares para los próximos 4 años.
The U.S. has
168 mil millones de dólares.
The U.S. just decided to subsidize the agricultural sector to the tune of $168 billion in the next 4 years.
Si a eso le suma que en la OMC hay controles para el traslado de tecnologías a los países de la periferia.
OMC, la Organización Mundial de Comercio.
The Organization of Free Trade has clauses that. Perdón, sí.
Vas a tener como resultado que los campesinos que antes sembraban maíz, algodón, frijol, soya, no pueden competir con los campesinos de los países industrializados.
So the peasants in our countries cannot, who produce cotton, corn, soy, cannot compete with the farmers in this country.
Y si además le sumamos los transgénicos, que hace parte del desarrollo tecnológico.
And if we count in the genetically modified, yes, thank you.
Te vas a encontrar con un panorama donde el campesino no tiene posibilidad de cultivar nada.
You find that the peasants cannot cultivate anything.
Y si además te encuentras un país como Colombia, en donde la derecha o la gran burguesía terrateniente expulsa al campesino de sus tierras.
And if you find yourself in a country like Colombia where the grand bourgeoisie or the landowners are expelling the peasants from the land.
Como ha sucedido desde 1940 a la época.
As has been going on since 1940.
El campesino no le queda sino romper selvas, trasumar y romper selva para sembrar coca.
So the peasants are reduced to burning the tropical rainforest and growing coca.
Por ejemplo, para dar un solo ejemplo, en Colombia se sembraban a mediados o a principios de los 90, de la década de los 90, 365,000 hectáreas de algodón.
Colombia used to grow 800,000 acres of cotton, 800,000 acres.
Hoy siembra 18,000 hectáreas de algodón.
Today it's only about 40,000.
Y por eso es que hablo de los dirigentes colombianos. Están detrás de que le firmen el acuerdo del ATPA.
And that's why the Colombian leadership needs the U.S. government to sign the trade agreement, the APSA.
Que consiste, en el caso de los textiles, en que Colombia pone mano de obra y toda la materia, las telas, hilos y maquinaria es norteamericana.
In the case of the textile, Colombia puts the labor and the U.S. puts the raw materials and the machinery.
Es una especie de maquila, pero planteada en cualquier sitio del país y no en la frontera, como nacieron las maquilas.
Maquilas son...
Factories. Maquiladora. Maquiladora.
Yeah, the maquilas, which is what they have set up across the border from Mexico. In Colombia, we just put them anywhere in the country.
Alguno de ustedes me dirá, como me dijo un compatriota de ustedes en enero de este año en Washington, cada país debe luchar por sus intereses.
Every country must fight for its own interests.
Yo también lucho por los intereses de mi país.
I also fight for my own interests.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to add something very quickly about this question which takes us also in Haiti. And I think that Wilson was talking about, in fact, the destruction of the national production of each country in the underdeveloped country. It's because not only to that, but also to put the maquiladoras, to put the free trade zone. With you have workers without any kind of possibility to do other thing, so they cannot discuss the minimum wage of their salary. And also, this destruction in Haiti occurs when they, 20 years ago, it was again when Carter was president, they killed all the pigs of the peasants in Haiti, saying that they were sick. They were not sick, because the pig is a kind of... bank for the peasants. And also they destroy all the rice in producing rice corporation from the United States, where the bag of rice were $70-$80, they sell it $30, destroying the rice organization of the agriculture. And at that moment, and destroying the sugar agricultural. So you have a lot of workers fighting one against the other, and the minimum wage is very low, and you can put free trade zone easily. But it's also about when you arrive at that moment, you have to ask for money in FME,
IMF,
and World Bank, and that's where the IMF and the World Bank price. You have to buy the debt, the famous debt. So this deflection of the economy is to put the country in the situation that you have to ask a debt. And third, where the regulation of the economy from the industrialization countries is a kind of regulation where they put ads, where they send wheat or rice, or you know, where they give food, assistance in a manner of balancing the economy where they have surplus of this or that. They can give it to try to calm the political or social question. So in fact, it's a whole situation, control, taking out the control from the people of the country to have the money, the aid, the everything, and the and it's a whole situation of control, in fact, that is in front of us.
Okay. I found the speech is very interesting and very moving, and you know, these are courageous people. So I want to make a few points and just cut to the chase. We are here within the belly of the imperialist beast. The group on which the Spartacist League, the American section of the International Communist League, and we fight for a class struggle against the capitalist rulers here, both the Democrats and the Republicans. In February of this year, we organized a demonstration in Oakland, California, calling for Down with the Patriot Act, for full citizenship rights for foreign-born workers, and black workers from the Longshoremen Union and Latino workers, students, and many young people came out for that demonstration. That demonstration struck a blow against national unity patriotism, because U.S. imperialism is the main enemy of working people around the world. And the speaker mentioned the unity of interest of working class people around the world. Now, what's key, the Bush government, along with the Democratic Party, have seized on the criminal bombing of the World Trade Center to intensify the repression against workers, blacks, Latinos, immigrants. We call for freedom for the detainees. But we also warn that, you know, U.S. troops out of Afghanistan, UN troops out of Afghanistan. We call for the mobilization of the working class. The AFL-CIO, they line the workers up behind the bosses. They have sponsored unions, so-called. In Latin America, they are known as the AFL-CIA because they are pro-capitalist, and they help enslave the working class throughout. And here at home, they keep them chained to the Democratic Party. Now, to finish, I just simply want to say this, is that in order, look at Venezuela, the coup, U.S. imperialist sponsor, okay? We need to understand that the struggle is to build an internationalist revolutionary workers' party to sweep away world capitalism. And it begins here, right within the belly of the beast. And most of the fake left organizations in this country see their role as pressuring the Democratic Party. We say build a Leninist revolutionary vanguard party, a Trotskyist party, that will fight for new October revolutions to sweep away capitalist imperialism right here. Okay, that's the key task we have.
I would ask one question in Creole and then I'll translate. C'est qui vision bataille ouvrier de question construction mouvement ouvrier lui-même et en relation avec et mouvement ouvrier dans votre pays. Donc mouvement ouvrier lui-même en Haïti et relation avec mouvement ouvrier dans l'autre pays. I wanted to know what is the vision of Bataille Ouvrier in Haiti of constructing, of building workers' movement in Haiti in relationship with other workers' movements around the world?
Well, it's the maybe a long and complicated answer, but it may be also a very quick one. In fact, that our vision is, as I said at the beginning, in fact, is that this construction has to be in those struggles, inside of those struggles, inside of the common participation of the struggle, the organization which are in engaged in the struggle, and the workers engaged in the struggle, have now an opportunity to fight against the same bosses. Coca-Cola in Colombia and in Haiti. Coca-Cola in the United States. Coca-Cola in France and everything. And like that for any kind of and we think that the principal basis of the struggle have to have a reorganization of the distinct organizations that in the struggle is the construction of the new globalized union of the workers.
What about in Haiti? How do you envision?
I thought you were thinking about the world organization.
Both in Haiti and.
But in the same principle. That's why I talk about principles.
Mi pregunta solo es para clarificación, porque no entendí muy bien para el congresista sobre ALCA. Entendí que quiere usted que firma ALCA, ¿sí o no? Porque en este país hay una comprensión sobre ese tema, que el ALCA nos pone en una posición débil. Nosotros no, pero de para nuestra lucha, ¿no? Y NAFTA es un ejemplo. Por ejemplo, el Chapter 11, no sé cómo se dice. Es un problema muy grande para el pueblo, en toda la zona, ¿no? Y quiero saber qué exactamente quiere ganar, firmar ALCA, y en qué manera vamos a evitar el problema como Chapter 11. I asked him for a clarification about the FTAA, because he said, I thought he said that he wanted to sign the FTAA into law, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And so because a lot of organizations in this country struggle against FTAA, I wanted a clarification from him exactly why it is that FTAA looks good to him, considering Chapter 11 and NAFTA, which makes our struggle very difficult, makes us weaker vis-a-vis transnational corporations.
Voy a tratar de resumir metiéndome con las tres últimas intervenciones.
I will try to respond to the last three.
En la década del 70,
in the 70s,
los revolucionarios o la izquierda,
the left,
yo quiero decirle que yo soy miembro del Comité Central del Partido Comunista Colombiano.
I am a member of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, of the Colombian Communist Party.
Pensábamos que haríamos las revoluciones en nuestros pueblos.
We thought we were going to make the revolution in our countries.
Y que con ayuda del pueblo norteamericano,
and with the help of the US people,
derrotaríamos al imperialismo.
We would defeat imperialism.
Lo que nunca pensó Marx ni Lenin,
but Marx and Lenin never thought,
era la fase que hoy vivimos del capitalismo.
It's the phase of capitalism in which we live.
Eso dio con el traste del socialismo real.
And that, of course, was the destruction of socialism in
Eastern Bloc.
Yes.
Y se tiende a confundir términos que son, hoy las podríamos elevar a categorías económicas.
And we tend to confuse terms which today we will simply categorize them as economic terms.
Hoy, una cosa es hablar de neoliberalismo.
One thing is to talk about neoliberalism.
Otra cosa es hablar de globalización.
Another one is to talk about globalization.
Otra cosa es hablar de transnacionalización.
Another thing is transnationalization.
Por eso es importante lo que plantea el compañero.
That's why what el compañero said is very important.
¿Cómo va a ser la lucha de los trabajadores frente al hoy avance de una fase superior del capitalismo?
How are the workers going to organize in order to struggle in this phase of capitalism?
¿Podremos seguir pensando como pensábamos en la década de los 70?
We can think like we used to in the 70s.
Hoy, cuando planteamos los avances e incluso revoluciones no dentro del criterio que conocemos nosotros los marxistas.
Today, when we think of the advances and not the revolutionary, as we think, as the revolutionary leftist thing.
Como las dadas en Ecuador.
As those in Ecuador.
En Perú.
Perú.
Y el desarrollo que se está presentando hoy en Bolivia.
And what is going on today in Bolivia.
¿Cómo nos los explicamos nosotros?
How do we explain them?
¿Acaso era la discusión de quién y ese orientaba esos procesos y por eso terminaron, y luego qué va a pasar en la Argentina además, terminaron la derecha dirigiendo los países?
And that's why the right wing ended up directing those countries.
Esa es la gran incógnita, la gran inquietud.
That's the question.
Por eso cuando yo planteo,
that's why when I say,
que hay que tener en cuenta lo que pasa en Latinoamérica con Chávez,
that we must pay attention to what goes in Latin America with Chávez,
con el PT en Brasil,
with in Brazil,
con el Frente Uruguayo en Uruguay,
in Uruguay with the Frente,
y lo que iniciamos nosotros en Colombia en 1997.
And what we started in Colombia in 1997.
Nos plantea que la lucha, una gran incógnita. ¿Podrá un país hoy, solo, en sus propias condiciones, en lo que es hoy esta etapa, hacer una revolución?
Can a country alone make a revolution in this phase today?
Hoy, esto que estamos haciendo y que plantea el compañero de dar los debates a nivel de las transnacionales en el mundo y que tendremos que llegar a ponernos de acuerdo para bloquear una transnacional a nivel mundial. ¿Es lo que se va a presentar en el futuro?
What we have to do is we have to organize and we have to coordinate so that we can pose the question of having a struggle against a transnational worldwide.
Son muchas inquietudes, son muchas preguntas.
There's a lot of questions.
Por eso yo digo, tarde o temprano,
sooner or later,
tendremos que sentarnos los países americanos
the,
con los Estados Unidos a negociar. No en las condiciones de desventaja con que siempre lo han hecho nuestros gobernantes.
That's why I say that the American, Latin American, everyone must sit down with the U.S. and negotiate not in an unequal basis.
La otra pregunta que habría que hacerse, ¿tendremos que esperar que cada país haga su revolución para ello?
Do we have to wait for every country then to make its own revolution?
Y para terminar, sumémosle otra pregunta.
Another question.
¿Qué hacemos con el problema ecológico? ¿Qué hacemos con el problema verde del mundo?
What do we do with the ecological problem?
Creo que son muchos debates como para darle salida en una sola noche.
I think that we have too many questions in order for us to come up with an answer in one evening.
Do we have time for one more question or we finish?
We are past our time and we have just one announcement to Luthu.
Is it not possible to have one more question?
Well,
actually,
the host
just no, a quick, quick point. Excuse me.
He said no.
Ask afterwards.
It's a very simple point, all right?
You would have obviously the time to ask the question.
What? Yes, I will do it now, okay? The point is that what the gentleman just said is that what's necessary is to conciliate U.S. imperialism, and that is the logic of the death of communism. Now, to follow up on what the comrade said, the International Communist League, the way forward is actually, A, to defend the gains already made by the working class internationally. That means defense of Cuba, China, North Korea, Vietnam, and to wage class struggle internationally. And when you say the right wing won throughout Latin America, you know when it did? In Chile and other places, when the Communist Party and the Socialist Parties destroyed the fighting of the proletariat in class collaboration in the Popular Front. And that's what paved the way for the victory of Allende and so forth.
Thank you.
So, after we have three announcements, and then I'm going to give each party a chance to summarize or give you a connection to work with them.
Con el fin de aprovechar nuestra estadía aquí en los Estados Unidos, nos hemos querido vincular.
With the aim of making the most of our stay here in the United States, we've taken the opportunity to.
En algunos programas que adelantan las uniones.
To become involved in a few of the programs that the unions have going.
Queremos invitarlos a un foro.
We want to invite you to a forum.
El 28 de junio.
28th of June.
A las 6 de la tarde.
At 6 o'clock. At SEIU Local 1199, 310 West 44th Street, at the 43rd Street, at the Martin Luther King Building.
El foro es sobre la privatización de la salud en Colombia.
The forum is on the privatization of the health systems in Colombia.
Okay, I have an announcement here. There's June the 21st, Friday, June the 21st. Colombia labor unions and the death squad attack. It's a report back from a recent fact-finding trip by Jeff Crosby, and it's at 350 West 31st Street. It's being sponsored by Freedom Road Magazine and endorsed by Committee for Social Justice in Colombia, New York Labor Against the War, and Left Turn Magazine. If anybody wants it, we have more flyers. And last but not least, for those people who have been discussing WBA in Pacifica, we have a special meeting in Brooklyn at MacGyver's College this coming Tuesday. So now...
We'll see you all tomorrow and on Sunday, of course.
Can you make a closing statement?
Yeah.
No. Muchas gracias y que seguiremos discutiendo sobre el problema del Brasil.
And thank you very much, and we will continue
this discussion on Marxism. Thank you very much. Hasta la victoria siempre.